Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, it's 70 degrees.
Another gorgeous day in the area, mostly sunny skies and a high near 73.
The latest Marquette Law School poll showing Governor Scott Walker with just a one-point lead over likely Democratic opponent Mary Burke. Speaking to campaign volunteers in Madison yesterday, the governor said that's why he needs help in getting his message out statewide.
We believe in the end, the grassroots will make the difference. We believe that in the end, the people knocking on doors, making phone calls, making that personal contact will make all the difference in the world.
Burke's campaign says the poll numbers show why Walker's been running negative ads targeting her. He's trying, she says, to distract from his abysmal record on job creation.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court said it was okay for police to obtain cell phone data to find murder suspects. The justices ruled this morning in favor of law enforcement in a pair of homicide cases in Milwaukee and Kenosha counties. Investigators in both cases used data from the suspect's cell phone providers to track down the people they were looking for. The Kenosha County suspect contended that the search of his phone data was illegal, but the Supreme Court disagreed.
Milwaukee fire officials now estimate damage at $700,000 from that blaze at the Miller Park Baseball Stadium Monday. The fire heavily damaged Friday's Front Row Sports Grill, plus damage to several elevators and escalators in that area. Restaurants normally open year-round, but for now, Brewers say it'll only be open during home games. That'll be starting tonight.
The alligator found near the Sheboygan River last Sunday has found a new home. DNR Conservation Warden Mike Clutter said the four-foot-long reptile will be living at the Chicago Herpetological Society. Since getting the animal from Sheboygan law enforcement, Clutter said he had been busy contacting several zoos and animal rescue groups to find a proper home. He eventually got a lead with the group Small Scale Reptile Rescue in Milwaukee, who assisted to move the alligator to Chicago Tuesday evening. A search is still ongoing for whoever left the animal along the river, and that person could face a fine of over $500.
Another Sheboygan drug dealer bites the dust. 27-year-old Kyle Hansen was sentenced this week in Sheboygan County Court to 6 years in prison to be followed by 6 years extended supervision. Hansen's sentence was enhanced because he was selling heroin from his home on Primrose Court within 1,000 feet of a school. He was under surveillance last October when he was arrested on his way back from Milwaukee with his child and 60 grams of heroin in the car.
Some dangerous weather on the East Coast this morning. A devastating tornado blamed for the deaths of at least two people as it ripped through a campground in Cape Charles, Virginia. Several children are reportedly among at least 20 others who were injured when the twister struck the Cherrystone Family Camping Resort on Chesapeake Bay. Virginia State Police are on the scene.
State Department is not aware of any Americans being on board the AeroAlere jet that crashed in northern Africa earlier today. A pool producer traveling with Secretary of State John Kerry reported the news and estimated 116 people were aboard that flight. The passenger list, though, said to include at least 50 French citizens. That crash site has now been located in Mali.
The start of summer led to an increase in the area's unemployment rates. According to figures from the Department of Workforce Development yesterday, Sheboygan County saw the number of people employed increase by 900 in June when compared to 1 month and 1 year ago. However, the unemployment rate increased 0.4% in both the city of Sheboygan and Sheboygan County to 6.4 and 5.2% respectively. Most counties, major cities, and metro areas in the state saw their unemployment rates increase last month. For Wisconsin as a whole, the unemployment rate held steady at 5.7%.
Well, one of two Milwaukee men charged with stealing a $5 million Stradivarius violin is expected to get a prison sentence today, while the other gets a plea deal. 37-year-old Universal Ala pled guilty in May to a robbery charge. Prosecutors have recommended an undetermined amount of prison time. His co-defendant, 42-year-old Salah Saladin, expected to be convicted at the same hearing this afternoon. Police said the two robbed the concertmeister, the 300-year-old Stradivarius, after a performance in January at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Violin was later found in good condition a few days after the holdup.
Sheboygan residents did pretty well in a recent vehicle check done by the police department. The check was done by the Sheboygan Law Enforcement Explorer Post on Monday. They checked 154 parked vehicles in public areas. 90 received a passing grade, while 54 failed for things like open windows, unlocked doors, keys in the ignition, or valuables in plain view. Officers were able to contact some of the vehicle owners. Police said it's the first of several planned vehicle checks, which they hope will reduce from vehicle incidents.
City of Sheboygan's going to have fewer polling places set up for the upcoming election, starting with the August 12th primary. City Clerk Sue Richard says the main reason for cutting locations from 16 down to 10, tight budgets.
It would allow us to consolidate people, machines, and supplies and everything, and We really felt strongly that this is the way to attack the budgetary crisis we run into every year.
Richard says affected city residents will be getting a postcard. We also have listed the polling places with this story on our website, WHBL.com.
Most burglars at least have the decency to wear clothes, but not a prowler in Fond du Lac. Police said a man wearing only his birthday suit entered an unlocked house early yesterday.
The homeowner apparently was awakened by their dogs barking and discovered a naked man inside their home in a hallway. The homeowner was able to chase after the suspect and chased him out the front door.
On Tuesday, another resident told police about a naked man lurking outside his father's house. An investigation continues.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny, high near 73. Mostly clear tonight, low near 58. Rain chances return for tomorrow and through the weekend.
Currently, we are at 70 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, 12:06.